Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Small Big by authors Dr. Noah Goldstein and Dr. Robert Cialdini, a compendium of 52 insightful examples illustrating how slight modifications in our behavior can significantly enhance our ability to negotiate and persuade. Suited for a broad audience, from managers and leaders to parents and those seeking to boost their persuasive powers, this book promises to transform your communication approach with practical, science-backed strategies. Dr. Noah Goldstein is a respected figure at UCLA Anderson School of Management with accolades in both teaching and research, contributing his expertise to the realms of management, psychology, and medicine. Dr. Robert Cialdini, renowned as the most cited living psychologist in influence and persuasion, brings to the table a wealth of knowledge from his extensive research and success as a best-selling author. Together, they present a guide that is as engaging as it is educational. Whether you're steering a team, nurturing a family, or simply aiming to become more convincing in your daily interactions, The Small Big offers transformative insights into making profound changes through small, manageable adjustments. Join us as we explore how to leverage the art of persuasion to succeed in various aspects of life. The Small Big. Small changes that spark big influence. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of persuasion for impactful communication. Have you ever felt that despite delivering what you believed was a powerful message, it somehow failed to resonate with your audience? This could be because persuasion isn't merely about the content of the message, but how, when, and to whom it's delivered. Each individual's unique set of values and beliefs means that a one-size-fits-all approach to persuasion rarely works. In this insightful journey, you will discover a treasure trove of strategies that, while seemingly minor, can dramatically shift your abilities to influence. These strategies apply across various settings, from the home to the office, and even in making personal decisions. Prepare to explore how little adjustments can make a substantial difference in your persuasive efforts. First on the agenda, tackling the issue of missed appointments. Notably doctor's visits. It's a common frustration, but with a tweak in approach, watch those attendance rates climb. Then, counterintuitively, we'll delve into why focusing on business failures could potentially offer more value than spotlighting successes. It's a perspective shift that promises to redefine your understanding of growth and improvement. Lastly, we bridge an unlikely connection between graffiti and litter, highlighting how small changes in our environment can significantly affect behavior patterns. By the end of this exploration, you will not only have gathered a collection of powerful insights for swaying opinions and encouraging action, but also understand why these small big tactics are vital instruments in your persuasion toolkit. Prepare to transform the way you communicate, influence, and ultimately make impactful decisions. Part 1. Small tweaks, major gains, the power of subtle persuasion in commitment. Did you realize that the right touch of subtlety could significantly ramp up the effectiveness of your persuasive efforts? Beyond mere tactics, mastering the art of persuasion is essential, especially when the absence of it could lead to hefty losses, both financially and socially. Imagine the impact of these skills in ensuring that people stick to their commitments, thus streamlining operations and saving costs across various industries. Take the healthcare sector, for instance, where commitment lapses are not just an inconvenience, but translate to a staggering financial loss. The term DNA, which stands for did not attend, signifies the prevalent issue of missed appointments. In the UK, this problem results in a loss of around £800 million annually. It's clear that improving commitment levels could offer substantial benefits. This issue of missed commitments isn't confined to healthcare. It extends to financial obligations too. Governments and organizations often bear the brunt of delayed payments, incurring unnecessary charges that affect everyone involved. The good news? Even seemingly insignificant modifications in our approach to persuasion can yield unexpectedly positive outcomes. You might assume that to change someone's behavior, say, encouraging your office mates to turn off the lights when not in use, providing a list of rational reasons should suffice. Highlighting benefits like reduced costs and environmental conservation seems logical, right? However, research in persuasion science suggests that such rational appeals often fall short of influencing behavior. Here's where a surprisingly effective, yet simple, strategy comes into play: positioning a garbage bin directly under the light switch. This minor adjustment nudges people to flick off the lights as they dispose of their trash before leaving the office. It's a small change, but its impact on behavior is anything but minor. This example is just a glimpse of the myriad ways in which small bigs can not only address the challenge of missed commitments, such as the DNA conundrum, but also extend their influence far beyond, shaping behaviors in subtle yet potent ways. As we explore further, prepare to uncover more of these ingenious strategies that can make a world of difference in persuasive communication. Part 2: The Subtle Art of Environmental Influence on Behavior. Have you ever considered the profound impact your surroundings have on your behavior, even during negotiations? It turns out the environment where interactions take place plays a crucial role, often shaping outcomes more than we realize. Let's dive into the influence of environments on our sense of responsibility. Picture this. In a clever experiment by researcher Kaiser, bikes parked outside a shopping center were targeted. Advertisements were placed on these bikes, and the response of the bike owners was observed under two different conditions. In one scenario, the alleyway next to the shopping center was clean and graffiti-free. Here, only 33% of people discarded the adverts on the ground. Contrastingly, when graffiti was present, the number of individuals littering shot up to 69%. This stark difference highlights how even small changes in our environment can sway our actions. But the influence doesn't stop at responsibility. Environment also plays a pivotal role in creativity. In an intriguing study, participants were placed in rooms with either regular or low ceilings to solve creative problems. The finding was clear. Those in rooms with regular ceilings demonstrated a higher capability for creative problem solving compared to those in low-ceilinged rooms. Even the way we're seated during discussions can shift the dynamics. Research shows that circular seating arrangements encourage a group-oriented mindset among participants. Meanwhile, angular or square setups tend to foster a more self-centered approach to the exchange of ideas. The power of environment extends to negotiations, too. Much like athletes experiencing a home advantage in sports, negotiators can leverage location to tilt the scales in their favor. In a fascinating study, negotiation groups were designated as either home or visitor. The home team was allowed to personalize a neutral room to their liking. This simple act of customization led the home group to outperform their visiting counterparts significantly. Through these examples, it becomes evident that the spaces we occupy aren't just passive backgrounds to our activities. They're active participants, influencing our responsibility, creativity, and even the success of our negotiative efforts. So next time you're setting up a meeting or diving into a creative project, remember, changing your environment could be the key to unlocking a change in behavior. Part 3: The Ripple Effect of Social Proof on Our Choices. Ever pondered why we often find ourselves in sync with the crowd's choices? It's not just coincidence, it's the power of social proof at play. This psychological phenomenon suggests that we are significantly influenced by the actions and decisions of those around us, especially those we see as similar or connected to us. A compelling real-world application of social proof was employed by the company Influence at Work to tackle the issue of unpaid taxes in the UK. They infused a bit of social influence into the reminder letters sent out by the government by simply adding a line stating that the majority of citizens in the recipient's area were paying their taxes on time. The response rate dramatically increased from 67% to 79%. And when the letters got even more personal, mentioning the recipient's town, the compliance soared to 83%. This experiment underlines a profound truth. The closer we perceive others to be to us, the more potent the pull of social proof. But there's more to it than just following the herd. Neuroscience has given us a peek into the emotional toll of going against the grain. Functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI scans, reveal that when we defy the consensus, it triggers activity in areas of the brain related to emotion, indicating a psychological cost to being the outlier. Interestingly, our alignment with social proof can wane if the behavior or trend is associated with a group we'd rather not identify with. In one study, students were given bracelets to wear. However, when these accessories were also adopted by a perceived out-group, in this case a group labeled as nerdy, there was a significant 32% decrease in students wearing them, as opposed to only a 6% drop without the out-group influence. This demonstrates our tendency to distance ourselves from behaviors or symbols associated with groups we don't want to be associated with. Companies like Apple have masterfully leveraged social proof by associating their products with attributes of independence, creativity, and confidence. By aligning their brand with qualities that many people aspire to embody, they've tapped into our inherent desire to belong and be similar to our ideal selves. This strategy underlines the subtle yet powerful force of social proof in shaping our decisions, showing that who we think we are and what we choose to do is often a reflection of those around us. Part 4. Turning mistakes into stepping stones for success. The fear of making mistakes is almost universal, yet embracing them could be a game changer in both personal and professional realms. A tactic often overlooked but incredibly effective is the scrutiny of others' missteps. Instead of solely focusing on the strategies that catapulted successful entrepreneurs into the limelight, there's immense value in understanding the pitfalls that led to failures. Charlie Munger, renowned investment advisor to Warren Buffett, practices this through his collection dubbed the Inanities List, which catalogs the unfavorable decisions of various businesses. Contrary to popular belief, learning from success stories isn't the only path to growth. In fact, research led by Professor Roy Baumeister suggests that negative experiences draw more of our attention and offer richer lessons than positive ones. This approach underlines the profound impact of learning from both our own and others' mistakes. But how should we navigate our own errors? The traditional advice has always been to avoid them at all costs. However, embracing a model known as error management, EMT, might be more beneficial. This approach, akin to Munger's Inanities List, encourages us to recognize and analyze not just our own missteps, but those of others too. The essence of EMT is to treat mistakes not as personal failures, but as integral components of the learning process. This mindset doesn't only apply to personal growth, it extends to enhancing customer service experiences as well. A fascinating study involving a hotel chain revealed that customers who witnessed staff effectively addressing a mistake reported higher satisfaction and loyalty levels compared to those whose stays were flawless. By reframing our perspective on errors, viewing them as opportunities for learning and improvement rather than obstacles, we can unlock new avenues for progress and innovation. This approach not only fosters a culture of resilience and adaptability, but also strengthens relationships with clients by demonstrating transparency and accountability. So, next time you encounter a mistake, remember it's a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. Part 5. Boost your influence, the power of self-confidence and expertise. In the realm of persuasion, not only does the setting matter, but so does the demeanor of the person delivering the message. Making even slight adjustments to how we present ourselves can significantly enhance our ability to communicate persuasively. A fascinating element of persuasion is the role of perceived expertise, brain. Imaging research has shown that when we believe we are receiving advice from an expert, such as a renowned economist, we are far more likely to trust their guidance, even in unfamiliar financial decisions. Interestingly, During such expert consultations, the brain regions typically involved in skepticism and evaluation tend to display minimal activity. This implies that the perceived authority of the expert often outweighs the actual content of their advice, especially when the advisee lacks a strong preconceived opinion. While not everyone can be an expert in every field, bolstering one's self-confidence can be a significant leap towards enhancing persuasive skills. Reflecting on past successes is a proven method to lift one's confidence. This was evident in a study where individuals preparing for a job interview were divided into two groups. One reflected on moments of empowerment, while the other dwelt on experiences of powerlessness. The empowered group not only outperformed the latter, but also a control group that engaged in no reflective exercise, showcasing persuasiveness and confidence. However, the confident portrayal must be balanced. Overconfidence can sometimes diminish the persuasive impact. An intriguing study involving a well-known food critic revealed that his reviews wielded more influence when he expressed uncertainty rather than absolute certainty about his dining experience. This counterintuitive finding suggests that we expect experts to be unwavering in their convictions. Thus, any expressed doubt invites additional attention and engagement, making the message more compelling. To truly harness the power of persuasion, it's not merely about projecting confidence, but also navigating the fine line between assurance and humility. Acknowledging the limitations of oneself, one's theories, or products can paradoxically strengthen persuasive efforts by fostering trust and curiosity. This nuanced approach allows for a more authentic and engaging connection, positioning you not just as a convincing speaker, but as a credible and relatable one. Part 6. Fueling commitment and motivation in your team. If you're in a position of leadership or manage a team, understanding how to keep your people engaged and motivated is crucial. It's a common challenge. Many employees struggle to realize their full potential simply because they don't see the value or significance in their work. This lack of connection can lead to a sense of detachment from their roles. A compelling illustration of how to combat this comes from Professor Adam Grant's study in a call center. The staff's task was to secure donations from college alumni. Before starting their calls, one group of employees read a message focusing on the personal benefits of their job, such as earning their wages. The other group read testimonials from students whose lives had been transformed through scholarships funded by these donations. The result? The second group secured more than twice the pledges of the first. The key difference? They saw the direct impact and meaningfulness of their work, which fueled their motivation to persuade donors more effectively. But how can we replicate this increased motivation and commitment across various settings? Two strategies stand out: fostering personal commitment and employing implementation intention plans. Reflect on the did-not-attend dilemma in healthcare. By simply having patients write down their own appointment details, DNA rates drop by 18%. This personal commitment, a form of an implementation intention plan, makes a notable difference. These plans don't just have to be written agreements. They're essentially a detailed strategy on achieving a specific goal, specifying the where, when, and how. Consider the effectiveness of these plans in another study focused on voting behavior. Households were either asked to fill out a voting plan, detailing the specifics of their voting intentions, or not to make any plan at all. On election day, those with a concrete plan were significantly more likely to vote than those without. This insight provides a valuable lesson for managers and leaders. By helping individuals see the significance in their work and encouraging personal investment in their goals, through strategies like implementation intention plans, we can inspire greater motivation and commitment. This not only enhances their sense of fulfillment, but also drives better results for the organization. Part 7. Timing and precision. The art of making an irresistible offer. Mastering the art of negotiation isn't just about what you offer, but also about when and how you present it. A strategic approach to this can set the stage for success right from the get-go. One effective tactic is to make the initial offer and to ensure it's precise. The anchoring effect plays a critical role in negotiations. When you present the first offer, it sets a reference point or anchor for the entire negotiation process. Even if this initial figure is higher than what the customer initially had in mind, it tends to adjust their expectations closer to your anchor. Imagine you're a car salesperson. A customer walks in with the intention of spending $2,000 on a car. By preemptively setting the price at $5,000, research suggests that the final agreement will likely settle closer to your anchor than to the customer's original budget. This is because customers often view salespeople as experts. A higher price might suggest to them that there's additional value to the product they were unaware of. Taking this a step further, offering a very specific amount, say $5,132 instead of a rounded figure, can significantly increase your persuasiveness. This specific figure implies that meticulous research and calculation went into determining the product's value, making it appear more justified and realistic to the customer. But how can you make your offer even more appealing? One technique is to contrast it with less attractive offers. Renowned chef Antonio Carluccio experimented with this by adding an unusual item to his Italian restaurant's menu, a Vespa scooter. While the scooter itself didn't become a bestseller, its inclusion made the rest of the menu items, from pastas to salads, more appealing by comparison. This strategy leverages the principle of perceptual contrast, where the presence of a noticeably higher-priced item enhances the attractiveness of the cheaper options. For a more practical application, consider introducing a $1.60 bottle of wine alongside your $1.15 selections. Suddenly, the $1.15 wine appears as a much more appealing choice. This mastery of timing, precision, and the strategic use of contrast can transform the way you negotiate, making your offers more compelling and difficult to resist. Part 8, the power of patience in persuasion. Persuasion is not just about the message you deliver, but also about when and how you allow your audience to process that message. Sometimes, the obstacle to change is not reluctance, but the immediacy demanded by the situation. Recognizing that not all decisions need to be made right away can be the key to effective persuasion. When it comes to short-term decisions, such as deciding whether to dine out this weekend, we often consider tangible factors like cost. However, when pondering future events, our approach shifts to a more abstract level. We evaluate how these events align with our morals and values. For instance, the decision to attend a Christmas dinner planned months ahead might be influenced by the fact that everyone we know is going, aligning with our value of community and belonging. This understanding opens up a strategic avenue for persuasion, timing your requests. If you need assistance with a task like painting your apartment, asking your friends well in advance increases the likelihood of their agreement. They're more apt to commit when the request feels distant and aligns with their values of friendship and support. However, there's a delicate balance to strike regarding giving time. While it might seem intuitive that more time equals greater likelihood of action, this is not always the case. A fascinating study involving bakery voucher redemptions revealed an intriguing paradox. Customers with vouchers that had longer expiration dates were less likely to use them than those with shorter expiration dates. This suggests that too much time can lead to procrastination or forgetfulness, rather than increased participation. This insight teaches us an important lesson in persuasion. While giving people time to consider a request can align their actions with their values, it's crucial to not allow too much time, lest the urgency and the action itself fades from their immediate priorities. Understanding and navigating the nuances of timing can significantly enhance your persuasive efforts, leading to more successful outcomes in both personal and professional endeavors. Final summary. At the heart of this enlightening journey lies a simple yet profound realization. The power of persuasion extends far beyond the raw content of your message. The true art of influencing others lies in understanding and adeptly navigating the context and environment in which your communication takes place. By incorporating strategic, minor adjustments into your approach, you can dramatically enhance your persuasive potential. Whether it's through timing, the setting of your interactions, or the manner in which you present yourself, each element plays a crucial role in shaping the outcome of your attempts to sway opinions and inspire action. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.